Yeah, it's just probably outplayed in the end. Enough runs on the board to begin with, but yeah, we probably just didn't quite execute with the ball, which is a little bit disappointing.
You still have that gut feel. I know you got it going a bit late in that innings, but you still have a gut feel, mate, that there weren't going to be enough runs there. It was going to be hard to defend that time.
Yeah, I think we knew we were going to have to bowl really, really well to try and defend that. Yeah, we just probably lost wickets in clumps that sort of set us back a little bit at different stages of the game. Which, yeah, again, is disappointing, which probably is one of the worst feelings after a game of cricket.
How tough is that? Like, the previous game, slow, but you build late up, losing a few wickets early again today. As a batting unit, when you are losing it in clumps, as a fresh batter, how tough is it to take on the game?
Yeah, I guess you don't want to continue to lose wickets in clumps, so I guess you've got to sort of give yourself a few balls to sort of get in and try and cash in the back end, which is, yeah, what Webby and I tried to do a little bit there. And yeah, we sort of got to a reasonable total where it was going to be interesting for us bowling. But yeah, again, I sort of just spoke about our top order, I guess the top five. We're a little bit disappointed that they didn't get a big score like they had the Thunder had with Chamari.
How did you find the deck? New fresh deck as a spinner, how did you find it?
Yeah, I think early it was a little bit tricky. Maybe just holding a fraction, but I think with a little bit of rain it might have just started to skid on a little bit. But certainly a little bit of spin in there for the spinners. I think that, yeah, it was probably a little bit more of a spin-friendly wicket out there. But yeah, we just probably didn't use it to its capabilities.
Chamari seems to have found their consistency. just generally, looked like sort of, she was difficult to bowl to today. She's sort of playing 360 to a large degree, and
she's the type of player that's got extreme power. Anytime you get into her zone, which unfortunately we bowled too much in, which is disappointing. But I think our plans were good. We just didn't quite execute, which is annoying for us bowlers. But credit to Chamari, she played a really, really good innings.
I think you're 1-2 now. Where do you think you are going into Saturday's game against the Sixers side? It's obviously going to be pretty hungry to get on the board.
It's a fast-paced tournament. You can't really get caught up in your losses too much. And given we play in 36 hours, we've got to sort of learn from it really quickly and get ready to go again on Saturday. So, yeah, I don't think we can sort of get too caught up in it at the moment.
Your batting seems to be going from strength to strength. Like, every year it seems to be improving. Do you feel like you're enjoying that extra responsibility of being, like, pretty much a genuine top order batter on the side?
Oh, I don't know, I'd call it top order.
Middle
order. At the end of the day, I would love to be coming in at the back end with a really nice nice platform. But I guess the last couple of games it hasn't quite been the case. But I guess the good side of that is I get to face more balls. So, I feel like it's something that I've enjoyed doing the last little bit. So it's nice to sort of see some rewards out there.
One of your national teammates, Phoebe Litchfield, we only got a glimpse of her today, but her T20 batting just seems to have come such a long way since the 100 and the Ashes.
Phoebe's is just going from strength to strength, like you said. And she's one of those batters that's really difficult to bowl to with four out. So and given she started to switch hit and bat as a right-hander now, which makes it even harder. So I guess we'll have to sort of rethink that and have another look when we play up against them. Thanks.
Thanks.